Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Portable Coach, 28 Surefire Strategies for Business and Personal Success by Thomas Leonard with Byron Larson. Read by Jesse Boggs.
The Portable Coach is about 28 thought-expanding, surprisingly practical, and highly effective principles linked with each other like facets on a diamond. These principles will help you shape your life, career, and relationships in the most self-satisfying and profitable way possible. And you'll evolve towards a more attractive life. More and more, the good things in life will be as much drawn to you as you are to them right now. Sometimes I call these 28 the principles of attraction. Sometimes I call them the attraction OS, as in operating system, because they're like an advanced software you can upload to enhance the total performance of your body-mind computer. By whatever name, they've worked well and consistently with virtually every type of human personality, situation, or problem. They offer a way out of the cycles and loops of self-improvement campaigns. They open a path to achievement that bypasses burnout and hollow striving. They can deliver what everyone with an entrepreneurial bone in their body most craves, making more money with less effort, while having a life that you thoroughly enjoy. Attraction is the ultimate in being good to yourself. I hope you're ready now to get started. Step 1. Become incredibly selfish. Selfish. It's a little adjective that can carry a big load. In my old Webster's Dictionary, selfish is caring unduly or supremely for oneself, regarding one's own comfort, advantage, etc., in disregard or at the expense of that of others. But to me, it's something else entirely. And it should be to you, too. For the sake of your personal and professional success, you need to grasp a new way of viewing selfishness. Selfishness, as defined for our purposes, ultimately allows you to be more generous and supportive of others than you have ever been before. Remember that selfishness used to have a bad name. Now, it's developing a good name. The bad reputation goes back to when humans were tribal, and survival meant common food gathering, common defense. An overly individualistic member of the tribe, one who dared to be selfish, was a legitimate risk. Things began to change a little bit with the development of culture.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?